Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Is that the menu for the employees' cafeteria? I want to see what they're serving for lunch today.
I think this is yesterday's menu. They have a different one for each day of the week, you know. They always post it on the employee website.
Oh, thanks. I'll go to the website and get today's menu.
Number 41. What are the speakers discussing? Number 42. What is the problem? Number 43. What will the man probably do next? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I'm so thrilled that Mariana Lambeck has agreed to come to our store for a book signing and lecture next week.
How do you suggest we advertise the event?
Let's create a flyer and put it up around town tomorrow. If we advertise on television or in the newspaper, we may get too large a crowd for the space we have available.
We might get a lot of people anyway. If she won't be here until next week, that's a lot of time for word to get around.
Number 44. Where will the event probably take place? Number 45. When will the event take place? Number 46. How do the women plan on promoting the event? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Does the number 10 train stop at Baldwin Station?
It usually does, but not for the next 5 weeks. We're doing major repair work on the tracks there, and the station's going to be closed most of that time.
Where can I catch the shuttle bus?
At this time of the night, you can get it where the other city bus lines stop, in front of the main entrance to the terminal. But during peak hours, it stops at the side entrance. The next one leaves in about 15 minutes.
Number 47. Why will Baldwin Station be closed? Number 48. According to the woman, where can the man board the shuttle bus? Number 49. When will the next bus leave? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
The general contractor called to see if he can visit the building tomorrow morning at 9.
Does he need to see both the inside and the outside? I can be there to let him in, but I can't stay for more than half an hour. I've got to get to another meeting at 10.
I think he just wants to verify some of the exterior locations for the restoration work. You probably won't need to stay for long.
Okay, 9 o'clock is fine then. But please make sure he knows that I only have about 30 minutes.
Number 50. What are the speakers discussing? Number 51. When will the visitor arrive? Number 52. Why is the man concerned? Go on to the next page. Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
The new shipment of T-shirts should arrive today. If I'm pleased with the quality, I think I'll call the manufacturer tomorrow and order 50 more.
We're going to receive 200 shirts. Do we really need to order more?
With the annual fall sale starting next month, business should be on the rise.
That's true. And sales are up this month, too.
Number 53. What are the speakers discussing? Number 54. When will the yearly fall sale begin? Number 55. What do the speakers suggest about their business? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Would it be okay if I took a few hours off next Friday? My parents are coming to visit and I need to pick them up at the airport.
Yes, that should be fine. We do need to form a construction committee and start planning the company picnic next week, but there should be plenty of time for that.
Thanks. I'll be happy to work late on Thursday if necessary.
Number 56. What are the speakers discussing? Number 57. What will happen next week? Number 58. What does the woman offer to do on Thursday? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
So how does everything look, Doctor?
We've just got all of your laboratory results back, and it looks like you're in good health, Mr. Jackson. Sorry it took us a couple of weeks. The lab is very backed up with work this month.
No problem. Do you have any specific recommendations?
Yes, you probably should be getting more exercise. Try to work on that before your next appointment. See you in 6 months.
Number 59. Where does this conversation take place? Number 60. What does the woman recommend? Number 61. When will the man probably return? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jason. It's Kathy Lamb at Diamond Electronics. I'm calling to tell you that your interview last Thursday went very well, and everyone on the staff really enjoyed meeting you. We'd like to offer you the job at the salary you requested.
Wow, that's great. When can I start?
Well, let's see. Tomorrow's Friday. You could start on Monday if you like. We'd need you to come in Friday to complete some paperwork.
That should be fine. See you tomorrow then.
Number 62. Why did the woman call the man? Number 63. When will the speakers probably see each other again? Number 64. What does the man need to do tomorrow? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Bob, that machine I bought at your showroom the other day? It really increased the productivity of my factory. In fact, by as much as 20%.
I'm glad to hear that, Al. I hope this means you'll be shopping more often at my showroom.
I probably will. Come to think of it, my workers need some new safety equipment. You know, hard hats, face masks, that sort of thing.
Well, you might want to stop by our showroom next week. That's when our annual discount sale starts, so you'll probably find a few bargains.
Number 65. What are the speakers discussing? Number 66. What kind of employees are mentioned? Number 67. What will happen next week? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Diana, can I talk to you for a minute? I want to make sure I understand exactly what you want me to do before I get started.
Well, we're going to be reprinting an old textbook. I'd like you to review it and mark any places where changes need to be made.
Okay, so I'll be editing it. And how long do I have to do it?
I need it by the end of the day tomorrow, but I don't think it will take you more than a few hours.
Number 68. Why does the man want to speak with the woman? Number 69. What kind of project will the man be working on? Number 70. When does the man need to finish the project? Go on to the next page.